Hey guys, this is the Paradox Podcast, where we talk about all things hip-hop and how to market ourselves independently without the need of major record labels or major corporations. We dive deep into hidden gems and secrets on how to get ourselves heard. Let's go. Hey, what's up? This is episode 3 of the Paradox Podcast. Say you're a beginner, you're coming into the industry, and you want to start making your own beats. You have these ideas in your mind, and you can see them manifesting themselves into reality. But you don't know where to begin. You don't know what software to use. You don't know where to learn about making beats. You need to know where the starting line is. This week, we're going to talk about the best softwares, the most affordable softwares, and the easiest to use as a beginner coming into the industry of beat making. Let's dive deep. Hey, what's up, guys? We're about to dive deep into what program is best to make beats if you're just starting out. So for me, honestly, I would always try to buy the most expensive program. I would go to Guitar Center, buy the best software. But honestly, they're all very similar. So if you're just starting out and you want to learn the basics, the fundamentals of just making simple beats, I would stick with making simple beats, and the best platform and software to use that with to make simple beats would be FL Studio for sure. You know, I've come across many rappers, many instrumentalists, many producers, and, you know, over talking with them and interviewing them and sitting down and just having deep talks about music and hip hop and the culture. When it came to making beats, it seemed like every major producer or every solid producer started off and learned the most by repetition on Fruity Loops Studio, FL Studio. If you don't know what that is, I would highly recommend you look it up. It's, for me, I love Fruity Loops. It's the first ever platform that I've ever used, and it really simplified what it took to actually make a beat. It's easy to use, and even if you're not a self-starter, even if you can't figure it out by reading, if you can't like sit down and read the instructions, I'm sure you already know where to go to figure out how to do it. But if you don't, I would highly recommend you going on YouTube and look up Fruity Loops for Beginners. I know that's what I do. I continue to do that when it comes to sampling, maybe getting a certain kick to sound a certain way with compression or just adding different little tricks here and there. Best thing for me to do is go on to YouTube. I say I have my bachelor's in producing from the University of YouTube. It's a stupid joke, but honestly, like the amount of valuable content that is on YouTube nowadays is more than what you would probably gain from a recording school or whatnot. And I don't want to discourage you from going to recording school or anything, because you can learn some great things from there. I had the opportunity to go to a recording school myself. But because of my ADD, I couldn't sit down and, you know, I don't know. I just wasn't passionate at the time. I was in a season of my life where it was very difficult. But I want you to go to school for it. I'm not saying don't go to school. I'm not saying drop out. I'm saying continue what you started, because it's always good to finish what you start. Everybody's different. It just wasn't for me. But back to Fruity Loops. Fruity Loops it's very practical. And it's very easy to use. I know when I came into it, I didn't even know how to type, or I had no computer knowledge, no instrumental knowledge. I didn't even know what timing was. I didn't know what pitch was. I didn't know any of that. I didn't know what the actual formula to make a hip hop beat was. I actually learned all of that on YouTube. So it's very easy to learn on Fruity Loops. They provide you with different sound packs. You can also buy sound packs. So what a sound pack is, it's like different kick drum sounds. You have high kick drums, you have mids, you have toms, you have a bunch of different instruments. So like you would have kick drums, and then you have hi-hats, and then you have cymbals, and then you would have loops or different things like that, effects that you can add into the beat. You could start with maybe a hi-hat just to get the tempo going, get the vibe going, you know. And then from there, you could build upon that. But I would highly recommend Fruity Loops Studio for any beginner trying to be a producer, going after their dreams, trying to make it big in the industry, it all takes a starting point, and that starting point is Fruity Loops. Not to say that you have to overcome Fruity Loops, but it's definitely a stepping stone, and it's a resource that you can use in the future once you get into things like Reason or Ableton or Logic. Those are very easy to use as well, but it really, for me at least, everybody's different. I'm not the smartest or sharpest tool in the shed, as they would say, but for me it was very easy to learn and understand and even start on Fruity Loops. So if you're an aspiring producer out there, you know, I encourage you, start on Fruity Loops, visit YouTube, take your time. It doesn't have to happen overnight. You can do this if you're patient. Is pretty much what it takes is long distance. Be in it for distance instead of short-term gain, and that's really a general rule in every aspect of life. So when it comes to making beats, it's no different. You know, if you guys are aspiring producers, or maybe you already started, maybe you're using Ableton, maybe you understand Logic and Reason, maybe you're onto that level and you're incorporating Fruity Loops, you know, send me your songs in. I have a Instagram, send them to me on Instagram. My handle is at It's Paradox. It's ITSPARADOX. Direct message me and then hashtag podcast, okay? And then I'll play your instrumental here on our weekly podcast. We did have some great news coming up for next week and the following week. We have our featured feedback that we're incorporating on our Instagram live movement. So if you have any aspiring hip-hop artists that you want to get your music featured on our podcast, on our weekly podcast, go ahead and reach out to us on Instagram. We're going to do a live podcast where we give feedback on hip-hop musics and aspiring rappers, and just to give you guys a little platform to grow and improve upon your craft. We're all in this together. Hip-hop is a culture, it's a movement, it's a lifestyle, and I encourage everyone that is aspiring to be a hip-hop artist to continue working hard. It definitely doesn't happen overnight. Be patient with yourself and continue to want to grow every single day. Consistency is the father of learning, as said by Lil Wayne. Keep going after your dreams. I love you guys so much. We'll see you next week. If you have any questions, visit me on Instagram. Instagram, it's at It's Paradox. All right, fam. I love you so much. God bless. See you next week. We're going to roll out with this song right here. Holler at ya, boy.